Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Beautiful city of Philly. Wow, it was such a beautiful day. I mean, gorgeous. Had so much fun with my gorgeous model. Shout out to Zazzy. We gonna see so much more of her. Cause we just showing off. Y'all know how I do things. Shout out to everybody who's called in. joining the show. If you have any shout-outs, you want to say something, you want to show off with me, please press the number one. You be on live with Honest Fire and Philly Shine. I'm waiting momentarily for my co-host, my partner to come in, who's going to hold me down, DJ Poojies. Definitely catch him with me every first Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern. Keeping it down, holding it down, my DJ, and my production, like, really when it comes to the show, because he makes sure everybody's stuff sounds right. He got multiple ways to play your music. He has a DVD player if you're doing Scratch Up. He has a Serato. He has the USB plug. We make it happen. But shout out to DJ Poojies. We're going to show some love to him, bring him in on the show a little bit later. Maybe we'll get on Tiny Chat if it is working. But I said the second song I'm playing tonight is definitely a treat. Shout out to my boy, Shelliano. I am so much a part of the corporation, helping them organize it. But this man is a boss. Check this out. Wake up. It's time you know learn a lesson. G-Specs definitely on the hook. Big up Thundercat Studio. Y'all going to enjoy this, so just listen.
You sat the waters on this year. Y'all niggas got me fucked up, man. I brought too many titles home to let y'all lame niggas try to stop my reign. Tell the internet handles back, nigga. Yeah, I'm from the dirtiest blocks where the murderers rock. Where the kids look up the old heads in convertible drops. Where they pull the roof back like a surgical top. And niggas can't front on that, you know that shit looks hot. They be like, damn, look at them wheels. But I feel like right there, they probably is killed. The neighborhood respect us, older people respect us. Cause even though we sell drugs, we show the whole hood love. We can turkeys away from Thanksgiving, bell niggas out of prison. Break bread with the kids and fallin' friends like tradition. Hustle like it's religion, watch oil form the rock. And that's the law, forgive us, but we perform a lot. I ain't know where they be found when the feds storm the block. I'm somewhere in St. Thomas on a crisp white yacht. And the drop so pretty, you can the top. See the top like Janet, tell way to stop. I'm married to the block, y'all niggas, they find your whereabouts. Any slip you claim, you bitch nigga, I air it out. If you got a heart, you faggot nigga, I tear it out. It's Shelly Yandle, bitch, I rep Fairmount.
Wait up, wait up,
cause
it's silly on my grind. I'm killing you when I'm prime, I'm way ahead of my son. Wait up, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson. This is Corporation Records. They screaming, wait up, wait up, consistently on my grind. I'm killing them when I'm prime. I'm way ahead of my time. They screaming, wait up, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson. This is Corporation Records.
Christians is your frames, bins the color of strawberry. White butter leather off, fresh pair of mulberries. Only $15, but look how I'm hurting them. Only one once, I bet the whole hood purchased them. A lot of niggas getting deals, but record labels jerking them. They cross me like that, I'ma be in their office lurking them. Tell the neighborhood I'm about to cause mass hysteria. Word on the streets, the flow is sicker than malaria. I live where anything can happen in my area. So I pull up through my car like a show on Captain America. You gotta be careful when you dealing with bricks. Cause niggas can trade on you like Rico did Mitch. It's money over bitches, never forget that shit. Just for the right amount of bread to suck your enemy's dick. Yeah, I learned how to utilize the power of the eagle. It's nothing, it gets rocked like Sean Penn and Carlito.
Wait up, consistently on my grind. I'm killing them when I'm prime. I'm way ahead of my time. They say, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson. This is Corporation Records. They screaming, wait up, consistently on my grind. I'm killing them when I'm prime. I'm way ahead of my time. They say, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson. This is Corporation Records.
There's a lot of fake cats I hear coming through the stereo. I'm about to kill them and give them a proper burial. Play games to die like Arizona or Mazzario. Cause even in jail, I was a boss like Mario. I learned not to trust niggas, especially a hoe. Cause the last one traded on me like the whites and blow. I spit fire like butane, cause I've been through pain. And when I'm in the booth, all you see is a blue flame. I'm hot like coke in the Pyrex pot. So every verse is pretty dope, so I can feed the block. I write pain until my words bleed. And you can bring your best rapper, whatever. I eat him up like birds eat. I got the key to the city, telling to cut the ribbon as far as spitting. My flow is rare as a gold pigeon. Killing spray choppers like Mad Max and Shatters. Just shelling in them niggas, the original boss.
Wait up, wait up, take the silly on my time. I'm killing them when I rhyme.
Shelly Ano, that's my motherfucking nigga. Big ups to everybody in the call. Everybody who called in, showing so much love. Big ups to you all. If you have any comments, any shout outs, please press one. You'll be right on live with Onyx Fire and my partner, DJ Pooh G's. We have a caller from out the 318 area code. 318-401. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's in? And it's your boy DJ What It Do, a.k.a. the Louisiana number one. Hold it down.
I twitted you and you came right to the show. What's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. They're here doing my show, as a matter of fact, like right now.
let everybody know how we could tune into your show. What's good with your show? What's good?
You know what I'm saying? Step Your Greed Up Radio, baby. Step Your Greed Up Radio every Saturday from 10 to 12. www.fakingandgreaseradio.com. You know what I'm talking about? Check me out. And if your music hot, I will play it. If your music whack, I will lay it to rest.
tell them how they can, submit their tracks.
I mean, all you got to do, man, if you got the tracks, just holler at me. Tell them, Step Your Greed Up Radio at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up, 318-401-1959. You know what I'm talking about? Call your boy, text me. I'd rather you text me, because if you call me, you might not get an answer, because I don't answer unknown numbers, because the bill collectors do be looking.
I like to call answer with bill collectors and tell them, I ain't paying you nothing.
Fuck them. I ain't got time to be answering, wasting my minutes on them.
Oh, okay, I got you. I'm going to put you on my plan so you have unlimited too. What it do, what it do. Yo, you ever heard of Silver Hair?
No. Who that? Let me know who it is.
Huh? No, it ain't nothing. It's just I'm holding it in my hand. It's kind of crazy.
Hey, man, when we supposed to get down and feel it?
I got you. I'm going to definitely hit you up. I needed to get your number again. Demel, he was supposed to hook me up, but now I got you. 318, nope. St. Louis in the building.
Nah, Louisiana, don't get quick.
Louisiana. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't get quick. Why? That's right.
What city are you in?
Oh, I'm in Maryland right now, though.
Maryland. Oh, you close as fuck. I'm about to call. You about to come to Philly tonight.
I ain't,
like a couple hours away.
I can't come tonight, son. I'm drunk. I can't tell you that.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to hit you up. I see you mobile, okay? Louisiana
coming up
north.
Shout
out to DJ Warren D, who also pressed one. You want to give some shout outs? What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine.
Yo, what up, Philly Shine? It's your boy DJ Warren D, Franchise Live Entertainment TV. Want to give a big shout out to Philly Shine. Give a big shout-out to my girl, Honest Fire. Big shout-out to all Philly superstars. And I just wanted to check in, let you know I was online pretty much, so I'm listening to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening in. Tune in. We about to put some stuff in the air.
What's up?
What's good with everybody. I had a special, promotion tonight, because we have a stage play coming to Philly called Emotional Reactions. written by J. Raina Smith, who's a very, very talented woman. She hustled. Oh, my goodness, do she hustle. And it's a very, very gorgeous cast. Please, everybody, check out emotionalreactions.net for more information. The tickets go on sale April 12th. The show is May 22nd at the Baptist Temple Event Center. I think I'm right. Yeah, that's where it is. But we're going to get into some more music. I got to charge my phone up. What else we got new? We also got some other new stuff. We want to shout out some big, huge love to my boy D-Specs and Dollar. This motherfucking song is crazy. It's called You See Me, Motherfucker. Just check it out.
You see me, motherfucker. Yeah. Oh. Hey, y'all, we going in, right? Yeah. You ready? I'm ready. Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker. Grab my attention, and I went up and down, cause we always can't fit.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, across the diamond, so we shine it, cause we give
them
all
lit. You see me, more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, and a dead nigga fall like this.
Hey.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clicks. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me.
Fuck me, now they throwin' me the Gucci. Shit, everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them, I just let them give me chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me, I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe. Slide like a bird, get ballin' like an underarm. Special than deodorant, top down, no test. Everybody know it's him, black on black, try to hold it down.
But you don't notice him.
Rockstar lifestyle, Mike, don't make it, bitch. Don't bring your white top, nigga, I take it, bitch. All that ice out, everybody know I'm rich.
What?
Never wipe out who shit. That nigga Dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coop still a little loose, you know what it is.
And I went on up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, across the diamonds, so we shine it, cause we keep them all lit.
Yeah. You see me,
more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what's the contract. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Benz, big head, lens, big rig. You looking through the scope, you can spot.
You see me, motherfucker.
Grab my resistance, and I went up, up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah. You see me, motherfucker.
Take a look at our wrist, across the diamonds, so we shine it, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate.
I know you see me, motherfucker. What's the name of that track, Fuji?
That shit was on fire. My nigga G Stacks, I see you, man. At Dollar, do y'all motherfucking thing, man.
Do your motherfucking thing. Do your thug fizzle. We gonna have so much fun tonight, everybody. Tuning in, listening in. If you have a comment, if you're calling on the phone, a shout out, just press the number one. I'll definitely open up your mic. We get a chance to show you all off. We got big things popping. May 2nd is going all the way down. Mill Creek Tavern, my partner, DJ Pooh G's. We getting that joint in uniform order. There's a lot of people want to show up with us. I mean, why not? But, oh, man, much love, Southwest in the building. Big up to the new caller we got. What's good, 215-609, welcome to Philly Shine.
What'd it do? What's up, Lionel? Hello?
Twisted Guy, welcome back to the show. What's good?
What's good with you?
Chilling like a muff. I got DJ Pooh G's over here with me.
What's up, Pooh?
Cracking.
What's good with you, my man?
That's what I'm talking about, homie. You know we chilling on Philly Shine. That's what it is.
I know that's right. Y'all definitely gotta come through, show some love. You know, we got two mixtapes popping off. You know, my mixtape, I was just bullshitting. And, you know, my man Blue Tones mixtape, no writing. You know, we definitely got to have, you know, at least y'all two on that joint. I mean, y'all got to come through. Come holler at
me,
man.
Hey, let us know. Send me the beat. I'm in my bag. I'm about to let DJ Pooh G's hear the new mix I did to that Waka Flocka joint. I don't care how many of y'all kill this joint. Ain't nobody do what I did. Don't nobody get money like me. Don't nobody got what I got. And ain't nobody sure ain't got what I got. Fuck out of here. Yeah.
I'm saying,
check it out, y'all. Pretty shine.
What they do it. What they do it. What they do it.
In the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck.
Yeah.
Then I'ma shop again.
Yeah.
Spending money, season check.
Okay.
Bikini time, cold rain.
I went to Blue Hay Spring Fling.
Party is spinning with the AC winning. Spent, and it only took me about a minute.
Yeah.
If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching.
Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
Trying to do the whole oh they do that joint all over again.
Yo, yeah, we gotta do that oh they do that joint, yeah. Make it good music, yeah. I'm just about promoting people who ready to show off, who ready to join in and just like, you know what I mean, do the damn thing. That's about it.
Well, see, right now, you know, the conglomerate is so crazy right now because all my boys is home from jail. I mean, they all like so like amped to get out here. So, you know, just expect something big at Mill Creek next time. You know, you said it's May 2nd, right?
May 2nd. Well, we not only going to expect something big, I'm going to promote that shit. So you and I are going to talk. We're going to find out what's good because I'm doing it very special this time. It's going to be to be announced, that's how special it is. I'm going to hit up everybody who's performing. I'm starting to showcase artists, and then we're doing an open mic because it's so heavy. My numbers is growing. Before, it was 75% men at my parties every time. You was there. You know how it be. But
yeah.
Lately, the numbers is different. It's like 60% women. It's a bunch of men. We all just having fun. It's a good time. I got the models. Shout out to Zazzy. Shout out to my sister Seema. My host Dee Dee. Big ups to everybody who joined in. And we have a new caller who pressed the number one up in the call queue. Area code 832-561. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh man, this Son of the Show. I'm calling from Houston, man. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, we chilling over here, showing off, welcoming everybody to come and join us. What's good with you? You got any shout outs? What's brought you to Philly Shine tonight?
Yeah, I got a shout out to myself and my group, man. The name of my group is Space Age Generation. We're doing our thing out here. We got our new mixtape. Just dropped this kind of progression. You can get it at thatcrack.com. Get you a free download. Thatcrack, thatcrack.com. Progression. You can get that mixtape for free.
Okay, it's all about progression. Definitely hit me, hit up Honest Fire. Follow me on Twitter, HONESTPHIRE. Are you on Twitter? Because I could follow you right now if you are.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's Shuno the Show, SHUNODASHOW. You can follow me. My peoples is the mailman, man, X-Squad. We affiliated with them, so, you know, they get in touch with me, and I touch down whoever they need me to, you know?
I'm X-Squad DJ, spokeswoman, baby, tri-state area representative, so you definitely home, so I got you.
Okay, that's what's up. We family, then. It's like that. I'm a, The first single on the mixtape is called Make It Strip. That's the single, so I may have to get you that record so you can put it in rotation.
Oh, yeah, the CEO just stepped up and filled in himself. Anyway, what's good, Jamal? Welcome back to Philly Shine, baby.
Just notice.
He noticed. What's up, Honest Fire?
Good notice. Going a million miles a minute. I'm over here with my boy DJ Pooh G.
What's up, Notice? What's good?
A baby. Hey, boo.
I'm telling you, keeping it true.
We keeping it true, showing off a little bit. Me and DJ Pooh G's got some shit called Silver Hair. We about to put in the air, talking about some real good shit. I know you sent me that track, but I've been going a million miles a minute.
Yeah,
we about to go crazy. Yo,
awesome.
My city, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Like, I need an excuse this week because as far as what I did this week, party with my city. Shout out to Gilly the Kid. He just did that movie premiere. That shit was so exclusive, beautiful, red carpet, old city type, big motion picture with Ving Rhames, and it was a good movie. No, it wasn't a D movie. No, it wasn't a B movie. It was hot. We party hard. I'm about to go check out my boys with Freeway, Ricky Ross, the Club Natrix, and Gilly the Kid. It's so much love. Shout out to Jimmy the Saint. Shout out to Silly Light. And Notice, shout out to you too, baby girl. People was looking for you this week. Did you get in touch with them?
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to my Facebook, and I'm going to forward you it. They was like, where Notice? I think I tweeted your name. They like, where Notice? Find her. Here she is.
Certified Notice on Twitter.
Certified Notice on Twitter. Find out what's good. But y'all think
she don't know how to retweet that, but
yeah,
she be on
there. Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with it. We can tweet for her, because I know if you put up something, I'm going to definitely retweet it. Oh, we have another caller who's been listening in for the whole show so far, but you finally pressed the one. So I guess you got some shout-outs for me. Shout-out to 267-467. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Chris from Southwest. MCM representative.
This is who? MCM?
Yeah.
What's good?
Like, shout out to my nigga DJ Pooh G's.
What's up, homie?
What's good?
Chillin', my nigga. You know, I had to pick you up, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell my folks about rocking out with group homies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your damn thing. Yeah, it's my nigga. Right here, my nigga Chris, he's down with group home, you know what I'm saying? My nigga is officially killing them right now.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you all with some shit soon. But I had to shout my nigga out. He been doing this shit for 10 years that I know of, probably more than that. I mean, my nigga got a lot of knowledge. You just sit and talk with the nigga. You know what I mean?
Look it up, man.
That's my nigga. I'm out.
All right, homie.
Thank you for filling in, Chris.
Philly Sean.
We had a lot of fun tonight. I just don't want the fun to stop. I don't want the fun to be like, don't stop. Get it, get it. We got the president in the building. Shout out to Notice. Me and I got a little something to be off coming so very soon. And I'm not talking about no bullshit. We're going to bring it. It's going to be popping. Really, to the world, like, for shining. We got some new other music that I want to play for everybody. My boy, Big Face Study, definitely be doing his thing. We will get him on Philly Shine so that he can be able to show off his mixtape, Fish Grease, the beat. Fish Grease 1.5, dropping May 8th. So heavy. I got to get that track he did with Elvis Heat Wave. That is a sick track. Y'all hear feedback?
Mail's taking
it
off speaker.
Yeah, let me take it off speaker. All that feedback, but it's cool. We're going to organize it a little bit. But y'all, just enjoy this. It's a Saturday night song. So y'all, check it out. Ain't nothing better than pussy.
Yeah.
Never mind.
My nigga Big Face Dunny, man. Told y'all, new nigga to the game, man. Y'all think Drake doing that shit, man. Y'all niggas just getting in tune with this shit, man. We run the streets, Mark Madness, and my nigga Dunny about to go the fuck in for y'all, man.
We run the streets. Shout
and you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady. But I'm in the streets to win the 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. That's a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. That's a new pussy.
I'm a smut, I'm a certified slut. I'm three dogs in one. You could call me a mutt. Keep one girl that get it all in that top. And I creep with other girls that want me all for a buck. Get it wetter than the river, yo. Have them doing more than kissing under mistletoes. I send them to the spittle, oh. Have them telling all my business on Twitter, yo. No, I say a new pussy. Ain't nothing better than that except sex. I'll put a hold on sex. I stay so fresh, gunning in that fast lane. Can't stop, won't stop. Haters give me gas, man. And I ain't gotta drive, I let my chauffeur dog. I just sit up in the back like Rosa Parks. You know you number one, don't get mad at me. Just ride with your boy, ain't like we married.
Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you my number one lady. But I'm in the streets to win the 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Girl, you know I be acting up. How you think I made you back it up? I grabbed you a cup, you tapped my cup. Next thing you know, we in the back of the truck. I'm running down, you going down, then I'm going down. Then I drove you down to the crib that your man be holding down. Got you all feeling all open now. Your ass was fat, your waist was slim like some sevens. Your class was fat, I passed, no need for the testing. You love the swag, the cash was feeding the message. I was in my bag, I trashed the scene, but not directing. Next week I do the same thing. See a girl get a mask of a ring ring. Wanna know how she look when she sings. Ain't nothing like hitting a new thing thing. When you look in the ride, she full of surprise. Does she win it from the back or she win it from the side? Does she really got a wagon over jeans telling lies? Is she gonna act up when she cracks them thighs? I wanna know.
No.
I wanna know.
No.
I wanna know if she really about it. I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Is she thorough or she gonna run and gossip?
Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady. But I'm in the streets to win the 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy. Except a new pussy. Shawty, you know you're my baby. I tell everyone that you're my number one lady.
But I'm in the streets to win 180. So when I'm with a freak, shorty, don't look at me crazy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except a new pussy.
Because you know,
ain't nothing better than pussy, except a new
pussy.
Oh, wait a minute. Back up on Philly Shine, live with my partner in crime and in making money, DJ Cool G.
What's the topic?
My Southwest brother. I'm chilling. Can you please get him an update about Hustle 215 Radio?
You know, we come on every Friday from 4 to 5. You know what I'm saying? We bring you that dirty shit that, you know what I mean, that people ain't used to hearing. You know, radio has cut that shit out. I don't care. I put it on. You know, like, if anybody out there, make sure if you're tuning in, make sure you shoot that music to me at hustle215radio@gmail.com. If that shit is gutter, I'll play it, but this is not hot. I ain't going to play it. I ain't going to even lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Shoot it to me. You know what I mean? Get you played right in the mix. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm chilling with Honest Fire, you know, the hottest host with the double dose. You know what I'm talking about? Philly Shine, one more time, motherfucker. Ow!
I got a double dose. I think that's a gun. But y'all don't need to worry about that. Just don't get on my nerves. You'll never see it. But shout out to everybody in the building. Got the CEO, got the president in the building, mic open. But whenever they ready to show off with Philly Shine, got Poojies on my back. Chillin', hold me down. We got new callers in the building. Please, if you want to give a shout out, please press the number one. I will definitely open up your mic. Show off if you're an artist. Let me know what's good with you, what brought you to the show. You know what I mean? Just join me before I go hit the streets, because like I said, this city is popping. Like, I'm so ready to just have fun. Like I said, in my rap, Bow Winner Boo, Hey Spring Fling, like, what we going to get into? Like, let's just have some fun. Y'all ready to have some fun? Because I am. I got a lot of love to give to my people. Shout out to everybody who held me down last Sunday. First Sunday Diamond Spotlight was crazy. Seema was so official and beautiful. Dee Dee held me down hosting. It's going to get even crazier for the next event because headlining the showcase is going to be the Astronauts. That's Daddy-O, my boy Mott Brown, the boy Rockstar, Queso on the track. Big ups to them. We was having fun with them just this past Thursday and last weekend for their super crazy, dumb, stupid video shoot. That joint was super crazy, dumb, stupid. But Philly is like that, you know what I mean? Y'all love our swagger. Join us anytime. Shout out to the 215 caller who just called in. Like I said, please press the number one if you have some shout outs to join us or whatever. If you want to show off, let us know what's good with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to show some love to my New York friend. Big, huge, big ups to my boy. That nigga is hot fire. Drag on. Y'all know how he is. He been spitting for a long time. This track is called All Man, featuring Swiss Beats and his artist, The Dude. Drag on is a boss now. Y'all need to Google him. Find out at Official Drag on Twitter. It's money. That's what matters, I think. Don't you think? Oh, man.
Washed up, I'm in the bath full of money. Come on, stop.
step it up.
Or you can call me Mr. Warhol, or Mr. Basquiat, or Mr. Super Yacht with the chopper on top. When you getting money, you start losing your hearing. But it don't really matter, cause them fuckers keep staring, man. Looking at the Cartier, looking at them VVS, looking at the drop top. Nigga, we the fucking best. The rest, y'all niggas step it up. Get your money right, motherfuckers, catch it up.
Oh, man.
You better catch up, man.
I'm getting money.
Chop the head off the coupe, left the tonsils out. Threw the shoes on it so it's not barefoot. That new exhaust on it sound like a werewolf. Goons on the outside, foam on the inside. Suicide doors up, then I put it in drive. I'm gone now, that boot got it. Got niggas like, fuck is that blue by me? Dimes on the right side, ducks on the left side. Chauffeurs in the parking lot, tell that nigga let's ride. Shorty here, she act right, I'm leaving out the backside. We did it on U-string, you can see drag lines. Banging from the outside, going in the inside. Damn, shorty ass fat, you gotta see it bend right. Too many haters in the street, I don't understand. Niggas trying to stop my paper, damn.
Oh, man, I'm getting money.
Finally let the threat out. I'm sitting at my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah, I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like hot cookie. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, why wouldn't you? You know it's H-E, my vision is H-D. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors, damn.
Oh, man, I'm getting money.
Drag On featuring Swift Beat and his artist, The Dude. Oh, man. Get your money. But know them snitch ass niggas gonna try to take it from you. Don't mean they gonna get it that way. Snitches, stop trying to get money that way. Airholes, stop trying to get money that way, too. Like, no. We having so much fun on Philly Shine. New music, new everything. And I actually have my guest for the night. Special promotion and shout out to Emotional Reaction, the new stage play, going to have its Philly premiere May 22nd, tickets go on sale, but why not hear it from the writer herself? I would like to welcome to Philly Shine, Miss J. Raina Smith, beautiful, light, bright, lovely. Welcome to Philly Shine, what's good?
Girl, you crazy.
You know I'll show off. I won't be playing.
That
like.
Was so funny.
But big
oh, that was
to
such
you,
a warm
honey.
Welcome.
Oh,
thank
I'm glad. I need everybody to be warm because I got some alcohol or something else keeping me warm and bite.
Oh, yeah. We got some mojitos kicking over here, so we in the same
boat. I love the mojitos. Get you right where you want to be. Baby, girl, your talent knows no end, I see. Hustle, hustle. I know I was definitely voting for you like crazy. We ain't even going to talk about that, but whatever. But the new stage play is crazy. Are you excited?
I'm more than excited. I am just blessed and highly favored. I'll tell you that. Like, I my emotion is so heightened with this. Is like I'm almost numb. That's how excited I am.
Well, I've already been telling everybody on Facebook and on Twitter and earlier on the show about how they can get information on the play by going to emotionalreactions.net. But is there anywhere we could get, like, advanced tickets? Because people, like, they want their ticket now. That's silver here.
Yeah, definitely. The tickets actually go on sale April 12th. And, you know, they could buy them down at the Lyrical Center box office or go online to our website or online to the Lyrical Center's website as well.
Okay, that's what's up. So now y'all know how to get your tickets to join in to the play May 22nd. Can you tell me a little bit of how you came about writing this? Is it based off a true story? Is it a combined somebody else's stories? Like, it seems so interesting. I was on a website like a half an hour. Like, go to emotionalreactions.net, spend a half an hour, get to know the play.
Well, it is based off a true story, which is my true story. I wrote it, putting out there everything that I went through in a bad 5-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, the mental damage caused in that and the emotional damage and things like that, how it transpired, like what my transition was from being a naive female and blinded by love to what progressed. And it just is pretty much written in the sense of what happens when your back is against the wall, when you have so much pressure and so much on you and so much strain, you know, can you survive that emotional reaction?
Yo, damn, I got to see that movie I got to see that play because I feel like everything that was on the website, I was, like, feeling. And I'm like, wait a minute, a woman's scoring ain't nothing to play with now.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's only ain't no one too many heartbreaks we going to be taking. We can't be broadcasting this stuff. Turn the camera off. So, shout out to the background, what we doing, but we ain't going to talk about that. But it's really good, and I think it's real good that a woman can be able to vent to, you know what I'm saying, and I was kind of venting through the characters. Some of the characters on the show are kind of famous in Philly. I know Ronnie Graham. I know Jaguar Wright.
Yes.
Who else is inside of the movie? I mean, it's out of the States. I call it a movie
because the movie comes. The movie is coming soon. It's okay. The movie is coming soon.
I could be an extra.
Yeah. Definitely. Miss Ronnie Graham is definitely in the play. There's been some revisions for the Philly premiere because actually we actually premiered the show December 4th and 5th at Widener University in Chester, and I had a very large cast, and I'm a new writer. So I had to learn the hard way that was a little no-no. So this go-around in Philly is condensed down and everything, and it's like better than ever than what we did in December. So unfortunately, Jaguar, she wasn't able to be a part of the show this time, so she's not in it anymore.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've seen her on the play. Oh, on the website.
Yeah.
That's okay. Who else is in the play?
We have Mr. John Wooten, who is my lead character. He plays Malachi. And if anyone, you know, interested in learning the character's personalities, you can visit the website because I did a little character card thing. You noticed that, right, where you see their pictures and it told you.
They are gorgeous cast members. Like, everybody is looking good. And the girls, you're looking good, too. No lesbo. I'm not flirting. I'm just saying you're looking good.
Yeah, we actually got a couple comments and compliments, you know, the night of the show about that, and the people wrote on our website that they just think that the cast is beautiful, and it definitely was. But we also have Tiffany Barrett, who stars in Emotional Reactions, Dawn Amani, Walter DeShields, Anthony Horton, Race Brown, Sharon Allen, Kevin Savage. I feel like I'm missing people.
I'm opening up the website, but my computer is slow as crap. So bear with me, everybody. But I am on the official website. While I'm waiting for it to load up, let me check in on some of these callers we have, and maybe someone wants to comment on what we talked about. I'm going to start in the Philly area with your hands up because you're closer to what we're talking about right now. 215-880. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's good? It's the boy T-Rock, man.
What's good? Welcome to the show. What brings you to the show tonight?
I mean, just checking the show out, checking y'all flow out. You know what I'm saying? See what's good. It's my first time calling. You know what I mean?
No, that's good. Well, are you an artist?
Yeah, I do make. You know what I'm saying?
Well, before I ask you to show off, are you going to go to emotionalreactions.net and check up on the play we were just here talking about?
I mean, I could. I mean, all I got to do is write it down.
Now, another question. Have you ever broke a girl's heart and she broke your windows?
Nah.
Have you ever broke a girl's heart?
Nah.
Oh, that's good. Are you
cool? I don't believe that.
I know. I ain't here. He ain't feel too confident with it.
Nah, I'm good.
You good? All right. Well, you good with us, too. Make sure you check out the website I told you. Stay in touch, and we're going to come back to you if you're still open. We have another caller from the 267 area code, 267-515. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, everybody. This is Nationwide Dream. I'm calling from actually Cove Vibe right now. How are y'all guys doing?
Good.
We're good. Dream, please meet J. Raina Smith. Were you listening to what we were saying? She wrote a stage play, Emotional Reactions. Definitely. How do you feel hearing about a play entitled that, Emotional Reactions? How does that make you feel?
That actually makes you feel great because, you know, it's something I can definitely get a vibe in because I can make my emotions go this way, go that way. But trust me, I actually been involved with those emotional feelings personally, so I'll be a great candidate. But opposed to that, like, that's a great attribute that she's actually did for the community because everybody can relate to it, opposed to myself, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what's up. Thank you. Yeah, we all have to have a way to release, like, you know what I'm saying? So does this play have, like, violence in it? Like, are y'all, like, going to get
into it?
Like, I want to – you going to just, like, can you give us, like – a little bit, like, what can we expect? Suspenses. Leave us in suspense, Jay.
See, you know what? I don't even know how I say it without, like, being too excited and probably, like, slipping and giving y'all a little too much information. But I will say, if you see the flyer and how intense the flyer is and everything that's going on with the flyer, you'll pretty much get a sense of what's
going on.
All I can say is, on stage, it is going down. You ain't even ready for all the different ways that it's going to happen, but it definitely goes down in more than one ways with a few different people.
Oh, man. Look, y'all, the flyer is crazy. Like I said, go to emotionalreactions.com and check out the flyer. Who designed it?
Oh, actually, oh, my God, Charles, shout out to Charles. Give me a minute because I'll be forgetting the name of his company. And, of course, his name of his company is not on my new business card that I got. Shout out to All Star Publishing and Ron Star, who is my executive producer. I forget the name of his company. I cannot believe it.
We're going to give it a second because y'all know on Felicia, we got to show off the talented people, and graphic designers are talented people. Shout out to Philly. We got a bunch of them. They're so crazy. I'm getting ready to go into emotionalreactions.net and check out the character cards. Look at this. You know what? The name of the graphic designer is not on the graphics. Oh, Dana? D-Y-N-A?
Dana Graphics. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't want to blurt out the wrong thing, but yes, that's Charles, if anybody's, you know, interested, he's definitely the best of the best.
Yeah, shout out to my boy. Many new pictures of Voice, okay, because I've seen Voice the other day.
Oh, you need new pictures of Voice?
We need some new pictures.
He right here. Yo, she said she needs some new pictures. He said he got you.
Oh, what's good? Shout out to the Voice. I know DeMarro would love to speak to you. I know we was going crazy hard for him when he was on Wild Out Wednesday, showing so much love to him. So he's not a character in the play, but he's going to do it. Is he going to do a special performance again?
That's a surprise.
That's the suspense. Y'all.
Everything is in suspense this go around. I mean, it's just going around, like, this go around, everybody's going to see just how hard All Star Publishing and Rhinestar and how we do it on this side, like how Emotional Reactions is going to do real big for our Philly premiere. So a lot of our little surprise and you know, big things that we're doing or whatever is. Goodness gracious. Can you hear me? Because my phone keep cutting in and out.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Never an interruption at all. But we also have other callers in the building. Like I said, I would like to introduce you to the CEO of X Squad DJ and the president. You guys still on the line?
Yeah, we're here.
J. Rayner Smith, also the relative of the very, very, very talented voice. So voices in the background. Y'all got to show off together, like, big ups. Like, I love it. I love it when you can do things with your family and talented people need to work together. And also, we have a caller from out the 810 area code.
Good.
You've been listening for a while. What's good? What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine.
You already know this is your boy, DJ Luminati. What's good with you?
Yeah, I always like for you to introduce yourself and show off. How do you like the show so far? Have you broken any women's hearts? I talked to you. You seem like a nice guy. What you be doing?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm laid back. But, you know, there's been a few in the past that's been broken, but it's not on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Not on
Either
purpose.
You
got to
get with the program. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to roll. You know what I'm saying? In a good way. You know, not saying that in a bad
totally
way.
Purpose.
So have you had your windows
No,
that
ain't purpose. You know what I'm saying? I'm a type of dude that like to handle his business, make sure bills paid. But if you want to play games, you think your Gucci heels and stuff comes before the light and the water bill, you got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I think that's another emotional reaction. That sound like some men stuff. What have you gone through? Have you broken any?
Say that again. Say that one more time.
Notice that.
Like
repeat
this.
That.
If you think your Gucci heels, your polo, your Manolo, whatever, your shoes, your clothes come before the water bill, the light bill, the gas, and the car note, your mortgage, you gotta go. My bills come first. Then we can go look fly and Gucci dot or whatever. But the home come first. Then we can go do all the other stuff.
Not only did he repeat that, so you know
it's yours.
Say that again.
You said the bills, period.
Yeah,
you pay your bills too, right?
Yeah, female, period.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
My bills come first, then we can go look fly, think who she got or whatever. But the home come first, then we can go do all the other stuff.
Yeah, you gotta take a
second. Not only did he repeat
that, so you know it's yours. Who's
by the
name?
I'm not on speaker. Nope.
I don't know who that is. Who has Philly Shine on in their background too? Jay, is that you? Oh, okay.
My bad.
I'm like, what is Jay? I'm like, all right. Well,
I put it on so voice and my sister can listen.
Okay. There's no problem. Well, we all gotta try and show some love. We're gonna let them catch up on the show. I'm gonna get into some more music, and then we're gonna talk a little bit more about emotional reactions, and we're gonna let Miss J. Rayner go. I don't know if Woody's going to do something special for us tonight, but I definitely would.
Does Woody's want to do something?
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a little bit of R&B music. Maybe that'll get everybody in the mood to want to show off everybody, meaning just the voice. But shout out to the boy, Prince of the R&B in the South. You know what I mean? For real, he needs to be Prince of the R&B world of my life, too. Big ups to my boy, Lou Ryder. Doing a goddamn thing. This track is called Happy Hour Lovin'. not about, you know what I mean, having bad emotions with this one right here. Wait a minute, the screen is acting funny. It's not about having bad emotions with this track. It's about having good ones during any hour, making them happy hours. So check up on it, y'all. Lou Rider, Philly Shine. Wait a minute. All right, a little technical difficulties, but the computer's thinking about it, and the screen went white. Hey, Poojies, you see this? Like, that's blog talk. Happy hour, love it, y'all. Check it out.
Shorty got a rabbit on, looking like white as old lady. I'm about to pop up, put it on, yeah. Living like love, yeah.
We were having some emotional reactions, getting excited, building up some suspense for the new stage play coming soon. Coming soon, y'all. Tickets going to be on sale ASAP. Got my guest for tonight, J. Raina Smith, in the building, the writer, and she's also the actress in the movie, in the stage play. I keep saying movie. The movie's coming soon. She says the movie's coming soon. But once Blog Talk thinks about Let me see the numbers. I'm going to open up the line and get a chance to talk to her. I told her to call my phone so we can not be having this problem. I forget that sometimes. Memory lapse. I wonder why. But real big ups and quick shout out to the stage play Emotional Reactions. Tickets going on sale very soon. Y'all can get them at the Lear Chorus Center. Definitely the box office will be open as soon as the computer think about what it want to do. I be wanting to kick this joint. It's not Blog Talk sometimes, though, Poojies. Like, I know Blog Talk X funny, but sometimes it's either Cricket, Acer, Windows, Vista, whoever you are. They all want to work together to mess up. But lots of love and more things to show off coming so soon. Like I said, everybody, the website is emotionalreactions.net. We're talking about the play. All the actors are gorgeous. The actresses are looking good, too. I am trying to tell you, it's a good look, Philly. Like, Philly is definitely showing off. Matter of fact, I just came back from Gilly's movie premiere, King of the Avenue. Was crazy. Ving Rhames was in it. Ving Rhames came to Philly for the premiere. It was so beautiful. Philly was showing off and dressed up. It's good. So we need more movies, Philly. I'm trying to be in a movie. I could be an actress. I could play, I don't care. I could play a crazy girl. I mean, I could do that easy. Like, but I could also play a sweet person, too. Like, Rain, I got you open now. Don't be laughing at me. I had to keep it going. Back, Blog Talk got a backup on the air, J. Raina Smith. Like, how did you start off writing this play? Wait a minute. Now the Blog Talk is acting up. What are we going to do? We're going to close the screen out. I can't play any music. And open up a new one. Nope. You keep talking about the play, and then I'm starting to get irked. You know how, like, one thing can happen, and then you just, like, wait the fuck a minute now. I'm paying for this to work. You know what I'm saying? You say, like, all right, if I pay my money, shouldn't this be working? Yes. And then you be like, all right, I'm having an emotional reaction. My goodness. Notice, I think I got your line open.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I'm about to have a conniption or something. What is that? I heard somebody say that, and it sounds like what I'm about to do right now. Kick the computer. Sometimes I try to kick my computer to make it work. Maybe that's why it's broke. Sometimes it gets kicked. Oh, geez. On some real, we got to show mad love to this play. Are you going to check out the play? What do you think about it so far? You being a co-host.
You know, being a dope for information, and my sources is correct. It is the next big thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Raina's Fed is going to be a big production. He's so proud of the Philly premiere. They premiered it out in Chester. And, of course, you got to bring it home. You know what I mean? Because you learn some things. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to learn.
Why in the college?
Had things get better. What'd you say, Demel?
Widener College.
Widener. What about Widener College?
Shout out to the East Side.
Oh, shout out to Widener College. East Side. Wherever that is. I don't know too much about college. Now the computer screen is white. What does that mean? Are you on cocaine or something? Like the fuck? Like, so let me stop. I ain't got no patience. Like, no, yes, I do. But when I got your live and open nail, Raven, thank you for chilling with me through these technical difficulties and Blog Talk acting up. Normally, I do have my guest calling my phone, but I got you open nail. I did a good job, though. I keep the promo going. I know how to talk and run my mouth.
Well, you had asked me, you know, how I got started writing it, and
yes,
pretty much what I was saying is just The story is based off of my bad 5-year relationship, and unfortunately, during the process of when I got enough of that strength to leave him, he passed away. So there was never any closure in my mind about the things that he did to me through that relationship. So he passed in 06. So for the past 3 years, because I wrote the play, I began writing it in April of last year. It was just on my mind over and over again, like the situations of who, what, when, where's, and why's. And since he passed, I would never have that closure. So me being artistic, and I've been acting since I was 3. I've been, writing poetry and everything since the early years. I decided to write about it, and it was something that I never really thought too hard into to do. I just sat down and I just wrote. And you can ask my little brother that I ain't get up from that laptop at all until I was finished. So
wow. So that's not the first piece that you wrote. What was the first story that you wrote?
I know you write music also. Well, I dibble and dabble when it comes to music. I don't perfect that entity of it. But I started writing like poetry and stuff and elementary school, and I was writing stories for competitions then, but prior to this production, because this is my first major production, I simply just did like educational plays and things like that, like teaching the youth about like HIV and STDs, and even down to like financial workshops, I would make skits and stuff like that. So I always had like a hidden passion for it. It was something that got forced to be oppressed in my mind due to that relationship. So I never felt strong enough in that talent to see forth and write and actually premiere myself to the world and, have an audience, like, be entertained by my thoughts, by my words on paper. So it was something that since he passed and I had, like, a weight lifted and that negative, that black cloud was going, I felt more compelled to tap into things that I let him take away from me.
But that is like a real moving story, and as a female myself, not me going through it, but I've experienced it through my friend's story, having that emotional type of abuse, like, oh, you can't do the things that you love to do, the things that I know that you're good at, instead of making you feel happy about those things, like pulling you down. So I can understand releasing it, because like I said, I've gone through my friends saying the same thing, But I would like to know, could you give somebody advice? Because as I know, that's always a hard situation to get out of when somebody that you love is not supporting you as a person, And the way out is always so bad, Could you give, like, some advice to, like, another woman who might be going through something like that?
Oh, I love advice. I just honestly was giving, a few dear friends advice too. And the bottom line is, and that's what this play is, it's like a suggestively educational piece, because it shows you how deep it can get, how an emotion can take you over the edge. I mean, you hear plenty of stories about people snapping out and killing their spouses, significant others, even exes, and it's the thing that I want people who see it, who have saw it and mentioned to me that it actually helped them. You see the difference between an emotion and a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you actually feel towards something is way different than what your emotion can be, because your emotion can be a multitude of things. You can be angry, sad, and depressed at the same time and have those things control your mind, because it's like almost like a chemical imbalance. And anyone out there in a relationship just needs to know that there's nothing negative about love. So any inch of negativity that comes your way, you don't have to fight that hard for a true love, because a true love is something that was created for you. There's someone out there for everyone, and I've seen it. Like, I've been the type of person that fell in love and thought that it was something that was real, but I was always fighting for it. He was in a relationship by myself, and mm-hmm. the signs was there, so it was no excuse to the abuse I allowed him to put me through, and not physical, because mental and emotional abuse is the most damaging, because in time your wounds will heal. It's just knowing that your female intuition is powerful, is knowing that you're not going to have these thoughts if it's not there. Like, no one can just randomly say they panicked to think that someone was cheating. Like, those is real feelings. Those are feelings. They might tie into emotions, but, you know, you actually feel that, and then that's when that anger and that emotion becomes attached to that situation. So to all the ladies out there in relationships, if you find yourself always the one that's giving and being used and being taken for granted, it's time to take back some of that power. Like, you can't keep, and even to the men that's in the vice versa situation, like, you can't give someone that power. I gave the guy power for 5 years, power over everything, my mind, my body, my heart, like everything, down to how to wear my hair, down to when to speak type of thing, because I felt that I needed him. It was just a want.
But you
know, and we have to be careful.
What? Yes, you got to come back next week when I have my topic on Thursday. Is sex a need or is it a want? And then that could tie into a lot of things, because people are so confused and they make it seem like, oh, I got to have this or whatever. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But
it's actually like really, really weird too, because it took me into like a different state of mind, and it's so weird because like I am single now, and it's pretty much by choice, and it's like you can settle for something just because you have a boy. Like, don't nobody want to be lonely, but what's the value of in that? Like, you give up so much of what could really be yours for just accepting what's accessible, what's easy, and things like that. So.
Shout out to Day Don Tolbert Show. If you guys are not one of his 5,000 friends, please get on his fan page on Facebook so that you can stay abreast to the information that he gives young women about how horrible men can be. But coming soon, I'm going to have a show called Out of Bounds, where I really do feel like it's okay that guys have been for years passing off the responsibility. Oh, they think it's cool to be a dog. Oh, they think all this stuff is cool. When no, it's not, because you cannot really break a woman's heart. She's going to want to fuck you up. She's going to want to send her brothers to come fuck your shit up. The same way, you know what I mean, a guy doesn't want a girl to be all clingy on them or whatever. Don't start nothing. It won't be nothing. Like, seriously, like, men really need to take their responsibility. And we want to take it a step further, because it's so many numbers that's crazy with, like, STDs, AIDS, herpes. They're saying 48% of black women have herpes. I'm like, the fuck out of here. And it's like 25% black men or something like that. The number's not that good. Those numbers don't tell me that women are being promiscuous. It's telling me that men are being nasty motherfuckers, fucking more than one woman, spreading shit around. So you take it. You take it how you want it. They need to be more responsible, because it's crazy out there. Guys think that it's okay they can fuck 50 women. You're not a whore. You're a germ-carrying piece of shit, for real, for real. So, worse than a whore. Oh, y'all know I get emotional.
Yeah, that was definitely an emotion right there. That's why I stay quiet. Let me let you hear that one.
EmotionalReactions.net, y'all. Check out the play, y'all. Shit like that be going on. We're going to see what's going on.
Yes, May 22nd. May 22nd. Tickets go on April 12th. They go on sale, so.
And you said only at the Lear course in it. What's the website? And they could get them on EmotionalReactions.net also?
Yeah, they could go right to our website, and there's a link to buy tickets. So, you know, that's the easiest way. Searching for the Lear Core Center or what have you. If you're not familiar with it, you can just go to emotionalreactions.net and click on the link that say purchase tickets, buy tickets here, or something along those lines.
Okay. That's definitely love. That's definitely love. And see, me, I am definitely in that break a window out your car club.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you in that club?
Yeah, well, better. I got one better for you. The whole thing Martin was talking about. You the coat check girl. Your job is to check coats. So check on like that type of chick that he was describing. So.
Oh my goodness. See, you know what? We can't be having men. And that's another thing. Like guys will go and just do any old thing with anybody. Show them motherfucking no. They know people. You know what I'm saying? They gonna tell on you.
Oh, wait. You just brought up something I could talk about. Cause just recently, Cause see, the thing about it is that I learned a lot through the process, and that's what I wrote about, and that's what I want people to learn a lot through seeing the process via on stage. But just recently, this guy that I was. All right, this guy I was, you know, dating, talking to, whatever you want to call it, pretty much did some dirt, thought he was going to get away with it. I had a dear mutual friend that was, you know, in the vicinity, actually there right in front of his face, and he still figured he could get away with whatever he was doing, and it went down on, like, a Monday night. I found out about it about a Tuesday morning, and it was a wrap ever since then. So, guys, you always, or whoever is the type of person that's the cheater or the slickster or whatever, you always feel like you're going to get away with stuff, but you can only get away with it but so far before it catches up to you. And that big K word, karma is definitely out there, and she definitely will get you. So from this day forth, I'll just watch, could dot my I's and cross my T's when you want to do what you want to do.
On some real shit, I don't play around with people. That's why I tell motherfuckers, like, if I don't like a bitch, I'm going to probably trip you right in front of your face. I ain't going to do shit behind your back or nothing because karma will come get me. Like, I'll let you know I don't like you. So it's not like I'm not really trying to, you know what I'm saying? I don't play no games, like, or I'm not around you and shit. Like, I don't play no games. I'm not going to be the one to do something hurtful to a person so it could come back on me. Like, if it's a person who I know has talked shit on me or whatever, you don't like me, I ain't going to say nothing to you, but you ain't going to be in my face. Like, I ain't going, nah, me. But karma is a bitch. You got to be good to people. I don't
and you know what? I got to tell you, you know what you sound like to me right now, honest. You sound, and if any of my actors or anybody that saw the play is listening, I went on the call in just to verify, but you sound just like the character Sammy that I wrote, which is played by the awesome Tamika Claiborne. We love her, but you sound just like that character.
Okay. Well, hey, that's
so
what's
when you come and see it, I ain't even going, like, I'm pretty sure when you go to the website, you already going to know who exactly what Tamika looks like. But I'm just going to talk to you after the show. I'm not going to say nothing else. You just tell me after the show when you see me.
All
right. Was I right or was I wrong?
Mark these words. I'm a character in the play already. So, hey, maybe I could be in the movie. We're going to have another character freaking shit letting niggas know. I let you fuck. No, but it's all love. I swear I got so much love for people, especially people who are working hard, and that's why I do not mind promoting people on Philly Shine, because if you matching my grind or doing more, I'm a support you. I'm going to show you off. That's why we are talking about emotionalreactions.net. We're talking about real emotional reactions. Like, don't play with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna act right. The my story for when I had to bust out windows or whatever. In a nice little relationship. I'm about 19, whatever, you know what I mean? And my boyfriend lets me drive his car around the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm always with him. I always see this dirty girl all the time, you know what I mean, in his car. One day I'm walking down the street and he reversed real fast. And I just looked. And then I just kept walking. The next thing you know, I see her frumpy ass walking on down the street. And I'm like, so who are you? And she's like, I was like, was you in some car with Junior? And she like, yeah. I'm just going to say the word Junior, just to save names or whatever. But I'm like, why he leave? She was like, because he saw you. I'm like, how you know me? And he's like, oh, I know you his friend, but I'm his girlfriend. I'm like, whoa, stop the tape.
But from that point, I wasn't mad because I'm a true G. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, y'all been sneaking around. Keep sneaking around because I need to get over this. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, y'all keep sneaking around. I don't want to see your car in front of her house because I never seen it until this day. So I just laid down the law like, all right, you want me to get over this? Let me have some time. But it was like 4 days later, I see his car parked in front of his door. And I swear, when I, before I turned 21, I was about reckless. I was like, I ain't an adult. I do what I want. But, you know, me and my friends came through, smashed the windows. It was real ugly. It was like, it was crazy. But then I moved on.
I'm glad you did.
I really did. But I was just like, you know, once I saw the car there, I was like, didn't I just tell these motherfuckers to take this 2 blocks away like they was before? Like, don't be on my block. Like, please don't. That's the kind of games men play with women. Like, please don't. But how about me and the guy are friends now? Shout out to my ex. That's my homie. We feel cool. He know he deserved it. And I say it's deserving. Like, a lot of people say, oh, the woman is crazy for doing that to a guy. So what was the guy, what was he? Was he a baller because he broke the girl's heart, you know what I mean, who was a sweetheart or whatever? Was he? Is that who he was? Is the guy crazy? What do you think, Jay?
You know what it is, too, what I learned and what has been going on a lot, especially when I talk to my friends about their situations, is that the guys have way more low levels of self-esteem than us women do. And in my situation, my ex put me through everything because he was jealous and he didn't have any, you know, talent. So why not bash me? He wasn't excelling in school the way that I was, so why not make me feel like I'm stupid? He wasn't getting attention, you know, the prestigious attention from out there from girls swamping him for as much as attention that I would get naturally just like walking through the mall. So why not make me feel ugly and unattractive to the world? Like, he worked hard to bring me down because it made himself feel more important and feel bigger and better. And when he was in the whole, you know, cheating thing, and it was a chick who came along who thought, she actually thought he was more than what he was because he was rocking a Versace and pushing the Lexus and stuff, not knowing that he was broke and I was paying the bills, okay? So, you know, he wanted that world so bad that he saw on TV the guy with the girls sweating him and blah, blah, blah. So when that opportunity came on, he couldn't help it. And the thing about it is that I wasn't really mad at him for that. My thing was, where the hurt came from was the fact that you cheated. Like, we built this long relationship. Like, I'm with you for 5 years, and the girl, she.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, girl.
Oh, I don't know either. But you was, what were you saying about the girl?
I was just saying that the fact that, you know, it was the level of disrespect that he took it to. Like, a man going to be a man, like they say. He going to do what he want to do. Anyway, you can't stop nobody from cheating. If they want to do it, they going to do it. You can't do nothing about that. But to have her have the address to our house and be calling the phone, and, you know, the way that I found out about it, it was like the level of disrespect just red warning button in my head that I went off. Like, I went completely off on him because, I mean, it's bad enough if you want to do it, but you having her, like, contact our house, send letters, she probably done been in the house. Come on, like, that was just too much. So
yeah.
it made him feel good until I made him feel bad because he was the type of person that wanted his cake and eat it, too. My girl at home, all naive, I'm getting away with it. You're right. So.
Oh, emotional reaction. See how she reacted to that. Everything has a reaction. Definitely it does. And it's true. And I've been one to cheat before. You know what I'm saying? But,
I mean, we
like,
all have. I mean,
it's a certain way you do it. If you're cheating, you know what I'm saying, it's getting too out of hand,
you got to leave one of them alone, like, or else people are going to find out you'll get shot, somebody's window is going to get busted out. Like, don't keep going. Like, don't mess with people that live on a block from each other. Don't bring nobody to your house. I got to tell you how to cheat. Watch South Park. I remember Cartman had an episode about cheating. Like, don't get caught. Wow.
Yeah, and it's just,
do you think that's a time when a man loses his mind when he does something like his side joint has your address, she knows where you work at, she knows what you look like, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Do you think that's mental illness
on them?
Yeah.
Do I think that it causes mental illness, or what do you, like, I was a little confused.
No, I'm thinking, do you think that is a mental illness for a man? Like, he's, like, really lost his fucking mind. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You lost your motherfucking mind. This bitch know where I live at, motherfucker. Like, what?
Yes. Well, you know what? It's guys out there that think that they just the slickest snake out in the grass. But it's like their truth is written on a billboard. Like, every billboard on 76, like, everything about them, you already know. And it's like, they think that they so smart and so slick, but their days is just numbered. And it's like, to me, it's funny when a guy, you know, who thinks he's slick and he's getting away with a lot of stuff, actually does get caught and actually has remorse. Because my thing is, if you're going to do it, do it. You know, one of my girlfriends went to Miami, did what she did down there, was just bragging and boosted and bragging about it. How about the guys and had her on DVD, and somehow the DVD got back to her fiance. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And when he left her, you know, she wanted to get committed to the psychiatric ward and call me in there to talk and stuff like that. And it's like, I mean, you did it. Wear it with a badge of honor. Don't be remorseful now. Like, it was fun when you was enjoying it, when you was doing it.
Exactly.
Just like the girl that you know, pretty much plotted on me to sleep with who I was dealing with because she thought it was cute. I'm going to have sex with Raina's boyfriend, his cuz, to piss her off, or blah, blah, blah. Like, now you don't want to admit to nothing. Now you want to stay out of my path because you don't want to feel my wrath, but you enjoy doing it. You actually made it your job to get him, by any means necessary. So it was fun while you was doing it. Why you got remorse now? Why you scared? Like, why are you scared now? Like, why did your heart beat? Yeah, like, why did your heart beat different now?
Me and Jay Raina is going right, cause she gonna help me. Cause when I'm ready to write about this shit, y'all, and you know your fat dirty ass is, you dirty bitch, and I take shots on my show. You know how you be listening, bitch. I'm going to talk about you, too. Fucking whores. I ain't ready yet, though. But, yeah, you're so right. It's like, who do you think you are? If you did something, you got to own up to it. And one thing, I'm the worst liar. I'm the worst. Like, I'm the worst. So that's why, like, I will cut my losses. If I'm being bad, like, I'm like a little kid. I didn't do it. And I clean it up. You know what I'm saying? I put everything back. I had on mommy's earrings and shit. Like, I'm sorry, but I'll put it back because I don't want to get in trouble. And then, but even if I do, I am responsible enough to take my consequences. All right, you know what I mean? Like, you found out. I'm not gonna say it's nothing. You found out about it. All right, yeah, it was me. It's been plenty of situations where I say I admit it. It was me. I'm sorry. Like, much love to you. And everybody, please know I'm a show off. Tomorrow, I said earlier in the show, it's still going down. We back at Mill Creek, second Saturday's Industry Riser mixtape release party, two other releases. Hit up Key West if you're trying to get some information, 215-200-0601. Key West, you know you could call me if you're listening in. I'm having all types of computer problems, but big up to my boys. Like, Philly definitely is showing off. And tonight we're showing off Emotional Reactions. My guest is the lovely Miss J. Raina Smith. We're vibing on some crazy stuff. But it's definitely about being real. Can you say that? Like, you...
Yes.
you can't really hide stuff. I don't believe in it. I don't believe you can hide anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of things that this play covers, and like I said, the main characters, they definitely tell an unbelievable story for me, because it's hard watching it, like the rehearsals and things like that. And it was actually, I'm gonna be very, very honest with you, Miss Honest Fire. It was hard for me to be in it. This last premiere that we did in December, so I actually am not in it this go around.
Okay.
So I won't be acting in it, but I would definitely be there doing my production manager thing and my writer thing, and you know, meeting and greeting everybody and enjoying the show. But it's that deep, it's that personal, because it just takes you back to think like, wow, was I that dumb? And the other characters besides the three main characters that are in there, they all individually tell little things that I went through after the process. After the guy passed away and I started dating other people, how my mental damage or my fear of not wanting to be hurt again, or just because he did it, they going to do it. Like, all those type of insecurities and things like that, how that affected those other type of relationships and made them, you know, go bad and cause other emotional reactions.
It gets deep, y'all. Much love.
And you know what?
What you was going to say?
No, I was just going to tell you, it was an audience member who actually proposed to his wife, I mean, to his girlfriend after the show, because it touched him to see how the lead male character was treating the wife and this, that, and the third, like how he was actually doing those things and what could happen to him if he continued.
Everybody is emotional. Oh, we getting emotion out of men too. I love it. I love it. That sounds awesome. Oh my goodness. Talk about emotional reactions. It is very fun. I'm enjoying myself tonight. I hope you guys are enjoying listening in. I know I just got Key West on the line. Key West, welcome to the show. I know you said you're a fan of lovely J. Raina Smith also.
Yes. Be your famous.
We were talking
What's
about
up?
You show before.
I ain't even gonna get in on the cheating thing. I heard y'all though. I was listening. I ain't gonna get into it though.
Did you listen when I'm getting ready to post a blog about these stinking stats? You know what I mean? And who's really responsible for these fucking stats? These men are responsible too. You know what I mean? Like, even though
it's bad, honestly bad. It's always like me.
But you're not unprotectedly having sex and spreading herpes to 48%
of the people. That's why I said they should be like me.
They should. Oh, you said they should be like me. Yes, you should. And Jay Raina, you're listening in, but
yeah,
we've been promoting this for a while, but we're going to definitely have Let's Fall in Love with Mr. West show, where Key West is going to be finding love on TV somewhere.
Oh,
okay. Get picked up by NBC or something.
She really serious about doing this show. Like,
we're going to find, and we're going to ask everybody, are they looking for love with Mr. West? Do you love Key West?
The Philly Ray J. You're so crazy, honest.
I'm going to be hosting it. I'm not playing. I'm going to bring all kinds of ladies. Like you said, everybody can come if you're looking for love and emotional reactions. So what about the play, Key West? Are we going to have Eye in the Storm in the building for emotional reactions?
Oh, yeah, you know it. I got the email the other day. I'm definitely going to be promoting that out there for you. I mean, we're going to definitely be in the building to support.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. That way, the next time I'm on your show, we can talk about your opinion of the show and the actors and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
We are not going to stop talking about
that. That was a good show when you was on there. I definitely enjoyed that day.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, honest, I did his show. I don't even remember how long ago that was, King West.
That was like a month and a half ago, something like that, 2 months ago, probably.
Oh, okay. That's the mind of a writer. I felt like that was like 4 months ago, but it wasn't. Okay, you're right. It was like 2 months ago.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, that's what's up. Definitely much love, you know what I'm saying, to you, Miss J. Raina Smith. We are so going to keep talking about the play. Like, I can't wait to see it. I love hearing about it. I spent a half an hour on the website. Like, it is so interesting. And everybody looks good, y'all. Check out emotionalreactions.net. Crazy.
I'm going to get some of my actors on with you so that you can talk to them and you can get their opinion, you know, of the show, because they're the show, you know. So definitely try to get some of them. Whenever you want them to call in, you just let me know and I'll get them to call in for you.
All right, yeah, definitely. That's what's up. Yeah, we so need that because it is so going down. I'm so ready for it. I'm inspired already just listening to you. I hope everybody else is. And if you need the advice, please take it. And 9 times out of 10, take your own advice. You know what I mean? Just like she said earlier in the show, it's things that you're letting happen. And if you don't like it, like, you really have to find a way to not have to deal with it. Period. You know what I mean? And we're going to take a chance to smooth it out a little bit. I know everybody emotional, me too. But shout out to, like I said, those who are still staying together. This is what this song promotes. Me and G Stacks. This song is called A Girl Like Me. Thundercat Studio. Check it out.
Oh, Honest, what up?
What's up, G Stacks?
Stacks, baby.
Southwest,
the one and only. See, if you ever been looking for somebody that you thought might ride for you for the rest of your life, and you was a G, or you a girl ass bitch, you gon' dig this song right here. Let's go.
Release from the trials, I gave you an inch and you took me a mile. I was impressed by the 50-yard line, but you kept going like a daily marathon. And we vibe, our conversations live. I feel like I could talk to you for hours at a time. Shop talk, we never gossip. You and my boss, so let's switch the topic. My bank account check, let's take a vacation. Different outfits just for your decoration. My heart's racing, it's standing ovation. I give you what you want, cause you were so patient. Perfect fit, I wasn't made for another. You know how I am in the streets and undercover. You got me feeling like there's no one above us. So daddy, let me feed you, you know that I need you.
See, I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who wants to take a ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Let your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that's
shorty what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you wanna go. Whatever you need, I'ma get it for you. I thought you should know. Then I'm a rider, your first hand provider. No second hands at thrift stores when I'm around you. All you can rock is don't take a bonnet and Prada. Christian Louis Vuitton. Shorty know I'm a winner, I'm a mobster. All she eats is steak and lobster for dinner. Whenever we in the city, she feel like I'm a forgetting all. That ain't even in my character. You loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. And together we can tear it up. We can run the city, my pockets go to the tippy. Whenever you ride with me, I feel like I gotta do. See, I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who wants to take a ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma rise to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause if I can stay filthy with tea, you can. I'ma stay loyal, have to keep it spoiled.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that'll be. I'm the sweetest thing you've ever known. You can hold down the throne. I can only play the background, long as my position's known. We stick to the basics. Time we invested, long as I've been around, you've never been arrested.
No, that's no bullish, the way that you pull this off and get involved, now I know you a real chick.
No dummy mission, this is unconditional, love and affection, only real thugs getting, can you deserve it?
I know I ain't perfect, but this is for certain, I'm something to work with, I'll write my name next to you and put it in cursive.
Signed and sealed, 5 course meals, dinner for two.
I'm on your heels, shorty, you know the deal.
Green Park Grills, we shop.
The Audemars watch.
got time to kill.
We got so much more to do, I'm included in boundless.
I know you got my back, it feels good to be grounded.
Yeah, I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank for my E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It better be.
See, that's why I said it better be. Fuck out of here. Creations.net. Better be. Don't play the game. And definitely shout out to Buck Bandit TV, BBTV. Check out this website, Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YOLASITE.com. Definitely crazy. Follow him on Twitter, Buck Bandit TV. I'm trying to say big ups and thank you so much for supporting Honest Fire and Philly Shine. That was a girl like me, G Stacks, holding it down for real love. You still together, you know what I mean? Or you acting the fuck up? Getting your windows busted out?
I'm emotional.
I'm always emotional. And then tonight, I'm extra emotional. I'm venting. I flaked the shit out of somebody. I'm trying.
You want some of my Kool-Aid? I made Kool-Aid.
I got some water ice. I'm cool.
My Kool-Aid is sweeter than that water ice. I know it.
Water ice is full of sugar.
No, same as Kool-Aid. Like, I put like half a bag of sugar in it.
All right. Shout out to the good Kool-Aid. Thank you. So, Emotional Reaction is the play. EmotionalReaction.net is the website. It's a great, huge thing. Like I said, Philly is looking good lately. Please tell us about the production. Who is the production team for this play, Ms. Dayraina Smith?
The production is all in the hands of All Star Publishing. Shout out to my executive producer, which is Ronald P. Thorne. Without him, none of this would have been possible. He is the best producer ever. His work ethic, he's very professional. He gets the job done, and he does real big things. He definitely took a dream and made it into a reality.
Okay, he took it and made it into reality. Does he have a website, or can we find him or Emotional Reaction on that?
He actually is the one who built Emotional Reaction on that. He has a website. It's AllStarAssociates.com.
All right. Shout out to the production. You got to have a team behind you. You know what I mean? Especially putting things together. It's getting ready to be a movie. Shout out to everybody listening in. We have Damel holding this down for the whole show. We coming up on the end of the show. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Dayraina, for the night. It's been so great having you here. Be happy venting.
Thank you for having me.
And
big ups to Dayraina on the modeling, John. I seen you up there on the website. I voted for you like a million times.
I know, right?
I know, but I lost.
What do you want to talk about?
I lost April.
You know it ain't about losing. It's about you went out there, did your thing. You was looking very good doing it. So keep doing your thing, Ms. Lee.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any final shout outs before we go, Ms. Smith?
Just once again, shout out to All Star Publishing, Ron Store. Shout out to my entire cast. It's a lot of y'all, can't name you all, but shout out to everybody, even the
come
cast from the previous premiere. Huh?
I was saying, cast, come to Philly Shine, all the cast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. Shout out to Voice, shout out to you, shout out to Key West, shout out to everybody who supported ER and everybody that plans on coming out.
All right. It's all about support Philly, supporting each other. It's really a lovely thing when you are supporting each other, when you are showing love to one another, because you can get a lot of things done. I can attest to that from just working with everybody that I'm around. Like, I feel like I need you just as much as I hope that you need me, and that's how I want to work hard to keep things going. Even when, you know what I mean, we all human, we fall susceptible to whatever human thing goes on. Like, we still got to love each other. I ain't about doing nobody dirty. Fuck that. I ain't got time. I ain't got the emotion for that. I'm only here for a good time.
You're a little emotional tonight, honey.
You know what? I need to play that song. I'm only here for a good time so I can relax and chill, you know what I mean? A lot of times my music is what keeps me calm. Oh, shit, I'll be ready to snap. Fuck it. I'll be emotional. Emotional reactions by net. We're excited about the play. We want to welcome everybody to the show. So who's the actress that replaced your character?
Tiffany Barrett.
Oh, Tiffany Barrett. All right. Shout out to Tiffany Barrett. We got to have her on the show. See how she is. We got to see how her.
She's an amazing talent. She definitely do her thing. Y'all got to see it.
Yeah, y'all find them on Facebook, too. Be their friends. You know, what is the fan page on Facebook? Is it the Emotional Reaction Premiere?
No, it's Emotional Reactions, the stage play. It's how you become a fan of it.
Okay, the stage play. All right, we're going to fix that up because I was showing off the old one or something. I don't know. I showed off something. But big up to you. Thank you for being on the show. We having fun. I'm trying to relax. Yeah, I was emotional tonight. All right. Yeah, it's not the first time. Don't act like it's new. We got more to come. Let's have some fun. Keep rocking tomorrow, Moon Creek. Let's have some fun. Ain't no one gonna be in the way tomorrow. We're gonna have a good time.
Replacing my diamonds with a
DJ Marty G's mix at Gmail. Send him your fucking music. If you want a mixtape, that's artist working DJ in the city. Fuck out of here. What's up, Notice? Big up to Notice. To Mel, much love to you. Y'all check out emotionalreactions.net. Crazy. Wait, but before the switchboards cut me off, I want to play one more song. Let me see. You got a request? I got a request. I want to request my song by my boy Knowledge. Rock it out. That's my shit. I need to calm down, so we're going to play that. Cool off, y'all. Billy Shine.
Yeah. Yeah. This ain't your normal knowledge. I'm on some other shit. I'm in here getting money, getting drunk and clubbing it. If you ain't riding with a nigga, I don't give a shit. So all my people, let them know just who you fucking with. To all my thug niggas,
rock it out.
To all my sexy ladies, baby,
rock it out.
To my strippers getting paid shorty,
rock it out.
From the bouncer to the bartender,
rock it out.
We in the club just a chillin' and partying. And all my niggas getting drunk off a Henny Bacardi. And we be rolling like the army when we playing the field. Just they calling me the sergeant. Y'all order drills, mommy. Just pop it and lock it and rock it and drop it. I have it going in my wallet, make it rain in a stock. And you'll be swimming in that cash, make it drizzle on that ass. Till the bottom of the screen, see a flood moon and flash. Hey, I'm on another level now. I kept it hitting, but they got me in my bag now. Swag higher than it's ever been. My energy is flowing through the roof. Ain't no riddle and go settle here. Lights out back in me. Yeah, you know how we ride. DB and the left and crazy, chilling on the other side. And I'm rolling with that 787, a comedian. This bitch don't give a damn about who you reppin', yeah. This ain't your normal knowledge, I'm on some other shit. I'm in here getting money, getting drunk and clubbing it. If you ain't riding with a nigga, I don't give a shit. So all my people, let them know just who you fucking with. To all my thug niggas,
rock it out.
To all my sexy ladies, baby,
rock it
still going at it. Plus, we choking them antenna to dismantle any panic, any havoc. You can bring it if you wanna. In the middle of you making it rain, you might hear a little thunder echoes. That's the sound for a body hits the ground. Then I pour a little liquor before I buy another round. But that ain't what I'm here for. Came to get my chills on. Pull a bad shorty VIP and get my feel on. You can get your grill on. I just never mind that. With your chicken patties, and my name is where you'll find me at. Fresher than a laundromat, a pit without the Cadillac. The opposite of Tweety, cause I'm trying to see that footy tag. This ain't your normal knowledge. I'm on some other shit. I'm into getting money, getting drunk and clubbing it. If you ain't riding with a nigga, I don't give a shit. So all my people, let them know just who you fucking with. To all my thug niggas,
rock it out.
To all my sexy ladies, baby,
rock it out.
To my strippers getting paid shorty,
rock it out.
From the bouncer to the bartender,
rock
now everybody
it out.
Just
rock, 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 rock.
To
rock,
all my ladies,
rock,
just
rock, 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 rock.
Now
rock,
everybody
rock,
just rock. It's never ending. My adrenaline is pumping in reaction to the music that them 808s is thumping. I don't know what you're doing, but me, I'm trying to move from the bar to my car so I can get up on a room. Next beat is the same thing, fast pace, never slow, and everybody loving it, so let the motherfuckers know. To all my thug niggas,
rock it out.
To all my sexy lady, baby,
rock it out.
To my strippers getting paid shorty,
rock it out.
From the bouncer to the bartender,
rock it
everybody
out.
Just
rock, 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 rock,
and
rock,
everybody just
rock.
Worried about Twitter, the female trait. Get your bitch ass out of here. So what, I don't say your name on Twitter. Maybe you ain't say my name on Twitter. Maybe you don't follow me or something. I'm talking about Twitter shit. Yeah, I'm the only one taking shots. Wow. But speaking of a fucking shot, y'all, this motherfucker is a motherfucker. Like his homie said, been in the game, doing his motherfucking thing, opened up for Biggie. How many niggas y'all know? You know what I mean? Young Buck doing his damn fucking thing. Shout out to my partner, DJ Poojies. You got any final shout outs, baby?
You know, shout out to the whole X Squad DJ fam, you know, and everybody listening to Philly Sean. You know, shout out to the millions. Shout out to DJ Heavy D. You know what I mean? DJ Prophet. Notice, Squad Up. Hey, man, you know what it is. It's your boy, DJ Poojies. It's official, like the rough of the whistle. You heard me. He'll keep listening to Philly Shine. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Key West. We did the thing last motherfucking first Sunday. It was crazy.
I did that all for you. I did that all for you, man.
Like, opening up the show, EQ Philly. My girl knows I heard you do a down yesterday, and she's got talent event. Shout out to my girl Marissa Kay and Amanda Dutchess being in the top three. Philly, but they said the Jersey girl took the money home. Big ups to her. Shout out to Adonis, everybody doing their motherfucking thing. Like I said, Philly is doing beautiful things. EmotionalReactions.net is beautiful. Check out the website, spend some time on it, get to know the lovely J. Raina Smith, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people are infatuated by her, and I know they've been listening tonight, and you're welcome for, you know, I had her on the show. Thanks for showing love. Big up. But till tomorrow night, where we're going to have some other special stuff. We're going to get into that topic. What is networking? Because I ain't really touched tonight, but this is networking. Working with people who are working hard. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Philly Shine. Hold on, Mr. West.